honor and privilege to have in our studios guests from the Cherokee County Health, Cherokee County Health and Rehab, and from the Social Services Department of Cherokee County Health and Rehab. We have Kim Compton and Sonia Pace. And ladies, thank you for coming in and being with us.
Good morning, Jerry. Thank you for having us. We always welcome the opportunity to share information about our facility. Sonia and I work in the Social Service Department, as you said. We wear many hats in the facility, and no 2 days are the same. A few things we would like to highlight are services that are offered in our facility.
We provide an on-site team of doctors that visit quarterly, specializing in optometry, podiatry, dental, and audiology. This service helps to eliminate doctor's visits outside the facility.
We also have an on-site psychiatric service that visits weekly to address mental and behavioral health for our residents. As we know, mental health is just as important as physical health, even though it is often overlooked.
Many residents elect us to oversee their money while in the facility, and we make monthly visits to the store to purchase items that they may want or need. We want our residents to feel at home at our facility.
Many residents, as she said, we oversee their money. When they get the $30 a month, she also oversees that as well. The director of nursing, another service we offer, the director of nursing, Madison Bone, implemented a new program called Caring Connections. And what that is, through this program, the employees are called caring ambassadors. We are assigned to residents within the facility and make friendly check-ins in their rooms to assist in ensuring that their personal comfort is met, dignity, and the well-being. That's just something we just started in the last few weeks, and that so far has done very well. It's more of the employees that are not working with them daily as far as like nursing. It's more like in the other departments, employees that go. And so the residents get to see new faces, and they enjoy meeting new people. So their residents are all about having relationships with just other people other than just the nurses. I want to also add that we take our residents on outings to different places of their choice. Last year we took a group to the Tennessee Aquarium, and they really enjoyed it. Well, this year they're wanting to go to the zoo. So we're looking into that, because that will be quite an undertaking. But that's what they really want to do, so that's what we're going to try to do for them. Which brings me to an exciting thing, wonderful news that we received in February. We were awarded a new wheelchair van through the Enhanced Mobility of Seniors and Individuals Transportation Project. We are very excited about this, so that we can transport more residents on the outings, as well as to doctor visits and anywhere else that we can take the residents. An upcoming event we have is the Nursing Home Week that will be May the 10th through the 15th. The title of that is Bloom Where You Are Planted. The residents will have parties all during the week celebrating Nursing Home Week. It's a big, very big activity. The whole entire nursing home is decorated. The residents love it. It's just a good time for them to get out and meet even other residents within the facility. So at Cherokee County Health and Rehab, we feel blessed and honored to serve the residents of Cherokee County and the surrounding areas. Whether your loved one needs independent living, specialty care, assisted living, memory care, skilled nursing care, inpatient and outpatient rehab, we have a place for you. If you would like to tour our facility, we would love to show you through the facility and all around. And you can visit our website at mycchrc.org for any other information. So that's about all I have, Jerry,
okay.
Today.
Well, it's good to have you ladies in. Now, your social services, that applies to all the residents there.
Yes.
You impact and all the residents.
It's all the residents.
Yeah.
It's you know, we also have a child care that we provide for the employees' children and grandchildren. But yes, we're social services for the entire, I mean, the assisted living and everything.
Right.
So it's a lot. It
keeps you busy, doesn't it?
It keeps us very busy, and we enjoy it. And, you know, if residents need anything, they just come right down to our office, open door. And if they have any concerns or questions, also the sponsors, every quarter we have a sponsors meeting where we invite all the sponsors of the residents to come for a lunch, and we share things that are going on within the facility as well. And then they have questions. We'll have the director of nursing there, administrator, and a time where they can just ask questions if they have any, and we address those as well. So it's very interesting.
And you have a wonderful campus out there.
Yes, we do.
A great job of taking care of people that need to be there.
Yes.
And it's a wonderful facility. It doesn't matter if they're in the memory care or if the extended care facilities or whether it's long-term, short-term.
Right.
Rehab. You've got them all covered. And one thing that I didn't know until last week when we had the other crew in,
right,
that you had the people that you would go and pick up and bring in for rehab. I think that is a tremendous service.
It is, and that's something we have just started as of late, and that will also benefit us to have this new wheelchair van as well.
Certainly.
So we will come pick them up and take them home in style. So we're excited about that part. So
new van.
Yes.
And so when you can provide new and better services, it's exciting.
It
not only for you, but for your residents as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's exactly right.
And you have a tremendous facility, and you can take care of the people that need to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Independent living, you know, those apartments and all right up to the assisted living and then the rest of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that we need to cover, ladies, that we haven't talked about?
No, we just thank you very much for having us. We enjoyed it.
We thank you for what
you do at the
Cherokee County Health and Rehab, taking care of the people that live there, because that's home.
It is home. That is exactly right. It's their home.
Yes.
And we want to make it comfortable for them. We want to provide services and make them welcome and enjoy being there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Until you mentioned it a while ago, I didn't think about bringing in the optometrists and the other facilities, you know, the other healthcare providers, to bring them in to them so they don't have to go out.
Exactly. And that is quite a benefit for sure.
Yeah.
Yes, because you know, some of them are just not really able to go out.
I understand.
You know, and so at that time, the doctor will go into their room. If it's podiatry, you know, go into the room. I mean, it's really a great service, yes.
And they still have all the services they need without having to leave their home.
Exactly right.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much, ladies.
Thank you.
Kim Compton and Ms. Pace, Sonia, for being in here with us. And we appreciate you taking time to come in and be with us early this morning and share with us about what you do in social services at Cherokee County Health and Rehab. Now, if someone wants to get in touch to set up a interview or come and tour the facility, who would they contact out there? Who is the contact point for that?
Okay, that would be admissions or us. You can call social services as well. A lot of times we do get just calls that come from the front office, and it gets to us, and we may have to redirect, but we'll find where they need to go and what they need to do. And as I said earlier about the website, on the website it has a place where you can go and put in a tour time that you would like. You can choose the time that you prefer.
Right.
And we'll make it happen.
Well, there's people out there listening this morning that are struggling with time to find a place to help a loved one and have a better quality of life.
Yes, that's
right. Which direction do they go? Well, we just were talking last week about the top quality services and about the Cherokee County Health and Rehab being recognized as one of the best in the nation, not only the state of Alabama, but
that's,
and that's for the facilities that have 150 plus beds.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's pretty outstanding here in Cherokee County, Alabama.
We are very, very proud.
So,
very proud and blessed and thankful. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So when it comes time for our aging loved ones to need mm-hmm. benefits and services that we can't provide at home, and that occurs, mm-hmm. that happens.
Yes.
We got there with my mom, and mm-hmm. you know, I've been down that road, so I know how tough it is. Mm-hmm. But you can rest assured that when you choose Cherokee County Health and Rehab, they're going to get the services and the mm-hmm. quality health care that they deserve.
Absolutely. We would love to take care of them.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And taking care of those that care for us.
That is exactly right. Yes.
All right. Thank you, ladies, for being with us on WEIS. We'll get back to regular programming now at 100.5 FM and 990 AM. Children.